Good morning. Thank you, Ken. Wow. It's great to be here with all my friends. Wow. I love that song we just listened to. Thank you. So when I sat down to contemplate this lesson, it turns out I couldn't get past the title of the lesson. Each time I read the title, I was drawn back into the heart and went into meditation and never contemplated it. So what I guess I'm drawn to do today is to read a couple, the first and the last paragraphs of lesson 157. And then we'll go into maybe a prayer, and then I guess I'm led to meditate with you and share with you what's in my mind as we go through this meditation, and to let the contemplation be not of the lesson but of the meditation. So today we're going to do lesson 157. Into his presence would I enter now? This is a day of silence and of trust. It is a special time of promise in your calendar of days. It is a time heaven has set apart to shine upon and cast a timeless light upon this day, when echoes of eternity are heard. This day is holy, for it ushers in a new experience of a different kind of feeling and awareness. You have spent long days and nights in celebrating death. Today you learn to feel the joy of life. Into Christ's presence will we enter now, serenely unaware of everything except his shining face and perfect love. The vision of his face will stay with you, but there will be an instant which transcends all vision, even this, the holiest. This you will never teach, for you attain it not through learning. Yet the vision speaks of your remembrance of what you know that instant, and will surely know again. Holy Spirit, our inner guide, thank you for this day of silence and for the trust you instill. Guide us to this vision of our truth, of who we are. The oneness, the love, the vision. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we get into a comfortable position, not wanting our body to be a distraction in any way. Our position really doesn't matter, as long as it's not distracting. And if the body is distracting, we just allow it to be. Come into awareness. Where is my awareness? Focusing awareness on the body, scanning it. What do I feel? Starting to turn inwards. Focusing the awareness. What are the emotions or the mood? What am I feeling right now? Noticing awareness is focusing. What are the thoughts? Not what the thoughts are in detail, just what are the thoughts? Are they there? Noticing they're there. Watching awareness focused, not on detail, just on what is there. Noticing I have choice and I can allow it to just be there, all of that, just as it is. Choosing to remain with focused awareness. I want to focus on the true self. So I place myself in a room, pitch black room, I can't see the body. And I allow myself to be in this room, just be here. We with focused awareness, notice in the body, in the emotions, if anything comes up. And if it does, I just notice it and let it be there. This is a safe place. And I hear a question from outside the room. Someone's asking me, is my book in there? And I feel a little tense when that question comes. It seems an impossible question. How would I know? The tenseness is allowed to just be there. And I return my focus back. I'm in the room. It's pitch black. I can't see anything, not even my body. And then I hear the question, are you in there? Am I in here? And I notice what in me wants to say, yes, I am. And I notice this comes from a knowing, not a thinking. I know I am. I know I am existing. And I focus my attention, my awareness on that feeling, that knowing. Knowing I'm existing. And I stay here with that knowing. There's no doubt in the knowing. There's no thought in the knowing. The knowing feels different than the other thought about the book. This knowing comes from within. I am this existence. And I notice at the same time I'm aware of this existence. And if thoughts come up, like a sound I just heard, I notice I've focused my attention, my awareness elsewhere, and I turn back within, and I reach once again for that answer to the question, am I in here? And again I find I exist, and I place my attention and awareness there. And now I allow myself to let go of the awareness of existence, but just being the existence. It's a being before the body. Existence is there before the body. Existence is there before the mind, before the emotions. And so I allow myself to just slip into this being of existence. Completely and only existence. And I allow existence to reveal itself to me. As I soften my gaze, my beingness, it starts to reveal that it has no edges. It reveals a peacefulness. It reveals that it's always there. There, but not there. If the mind wants to get involved and confuse, I go back to the room and I feel the knowing that I am existence. And the knowing as it reveals itself. All of their questions and desires. Seem to never have been. Being here in the unmanifest. And as I come out from the unmanifest and move into awareness, the first stirrings of the unmanifest, coming out of unmanifest, so vast, infinite, into the awareness a knowing happens that everything in manifest that comes into this awareness is the same awareness. And there's a knowing that this awareness can be in the world, but not of the world. Aware of the manifest, yet still remain in the heart, remembering the first stirrings of the unmanifest. and this is where I choose to stay through the day. Here in the heart. And if I forget, I can go back to that knowing that I am existence and allow it to reveal myself to myself. Into his presence would I remain. Thank you for joining with me today and sitting in our truth in the heart. Namaste.